pull up a chair, and go one-on-one. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, where Tennessee turns to us.
It's time for our final one-on-one of the 2013 season, and we're joined by safety number 33, Michael Griffin. Glad to have you with us. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
In one word, describe Michael Griffin's 2013 season.
Good.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Okay, now what made it good?
Just, you know, eliminating the things that, you know, got criticized for in the past, you know, missing tackles and things like that, just playing more aggressive, you know, and just being there, just doing my job, you know. And I think that, really, I think that just sums it all up, just making my job as simple as possible and just being able to do it. And
how did your job change in the new scheme?
Really just, you know, adding veteran players like George Wilson, Bernard Pollard, you know, guys that knew what they were doing. In the past, you know, it was rotating, but I think it was just consistency with another safety, you know, playing alongside the same person back when my earlier career when it was just me and Chris Hope. So I think it just helped me out a lot this year, just knowing that I knew I could trust the man next to me and just be able to just do my game.
You flourished with Chris Hope and you flourished with Bernard Pollard. Similarities between the two players?
Smart guys, physical players, you know, and they just, it's one of them things that's like a friendly competition that you just, you're trying to outplay the person, you know, play the other safety alongside of you. And I think that just helped, you know, plus my game this season, just being able just to, you know, see the things that he was doing and then try to go out and make a play or make a hit, wherever it may be, just trying to just keep up with my competition.
Has Bernard Pollard made you more aggressive?
I think he has, but also got me suspended for a game, so I'm going to blame that on him. All jokes aside or whatnot. Just maybe, you know, just watching how he played, the way he practices, just his attitude, the way he plays the game or whatever. You know, that's the way football is supposed to be played. So with that being said, I think that's just, you know, you watch that and you just kind of take the personality of the team and the players that you're with, and you just, and I think that helped everybody tremendously.
When Titans All Access returns, more with Michael Griffin as he talks about where the game is heading for defensive players and a lot more. Stay tuned.
Make sure to follow the team's Twitter account, interact with the team, and get the latest Titans news as it happens. Behind-the-scenes photos of the team and more, go to twitter.com/TennesseeTitans.
Michael Griffin has had a good season for the Tennessee Titans, but there was a down point, one that was brought up in our last segment. He was suspended for the Indianapolis game after being called for an illegal hit at Oakland. All of the hubbub that surrounded Griffin's hit upset everyone. No one more than Griffin, one of the more thoughtful players in the Titans locker room. Nobody's ever contended you were a dirty player. Many people were very surprised by the suspension. Have you spent time trying to get answers from the league about what you're supposed to do differently, or will you try to do that some in the offseason?
At the end of the day, I mean, it's part of the game, and the way I look at it is you're workers for a big industry, a big business, and you know, we're players and we get paid a lot of money, but at the end of the day, you know, they're hierarchy people that run this league, the owners and everything of that nature, and I totally understand them trying to protect themselves, but I really strongly believe that when you signed up, when you signed that contract and you say you're going to play this game, you know, you're not going to walk away from this game, you know, healthy. And I think that's just the reason why we wear pads and try to protect each other most as possible. But as you look at it, you mean, we lift weights on a daily basis and you train to be basically a gladiator, a barbarian, whatever it may be. So when you're out there, I mean, you're going to get injured, and it's going to be hard hits, and they're trying to, you know, make the hits safer, but I just don't really think there's any possible way to make this game any safer.
Everybody's glad they're doing things to make the game safer, but it's still football, right?
It's still football, and again, you're trying to, you know, get away from the concussions, but again, the concussions are still coming each and every week. And with that being said, it's I don't think there's any way, being the fact that, you know, we are a sport like hockey and baseball, things of that nature, that, you know, there's going to be an instance in the game where you cannot avoid any contact towards your head. And just knowing that you would take a blow to the head is a risk of having a concussion, whether it's, you know, somebody hitting you in your head, or you're making a tackle and getting kneed in the head, or whether you're falling, going up for the catch, and somebody up in you, and you fall and hit your head. So I just don't think there's no way around it playing this game.
Would you be for them being able to review those hits on which guys are penalized 15 yards for a defenseless receiver, helmet to helmet, all those sorts of fouls?
I mean, when it all comes down to it, you know, you're going to get the flags, you know, whether it's helmet, but I think it's the intent. And I think that you can review the tape and see if there was intent on somebody causing harm, whether they're leading with their heads and they're launching and they're deliberately, you know, aiming for the head from the start. But in my instance, if you rewatch the play, I mean, you clearly see me turn my shoulder and try to turn much as possible to keep from hitting him in the head. Our helmets did touch, but I mean, again, I felt this helmet on the back of my head because I'm turning my body. But at the end of the day, I felt like it was an example being made across the lead and having the meetings and things of that nature. And they're saying that they judge you based off your pay scale on how they're going to find you and whatnot. Being in my pay scale. Was a large amount, $205,000. I feel like that will really, set an example across the league, you know, with that amount of money. And, you know, they said I'm a repeat offender, but when you say out of three seasons and four hits and you're playing 16-game seasons, it's just kind of hard to label somebody something based off of four hits in a course span of three different seasons.
Did they tell you where the money's going?
That's the hard part. I heard there's charities and whatnot, but I really don't know where the money's exactly going, let alone, I mean, the NFL generates a lot of money. And, you know, you're taking our money to say that, you know, they're donating here and they're donating there. But I sort of feel like we should be able to donate our money to a charitable. If they say not donate to our own charities, but be able to donate it to the charities that we think it should go to or wherever it may be. But at the end of the day, I mean, We're just players in a lead, and we work for different people.
You have one of the most unique perspectives of any player I've ever been around. First round pick, 2-time Pro Bowler. You've been praised. You've been criticized. They've said, well, he's got to get more aggressive, and then they've said, well, he's too aggressive right now, and he's been suspended. As you end this year, which you've at the start of the interview said was a good year, what's your overriding perspective from seeing this sort of roller coaster over 6 years?
You know what, at the end of the day, again, you know, it's been an up and down, up and down. And you know, you no matter how hard you try, you know, it's you're not going to make everybody happy. And that's something that my mother and my father always say. At the end of the day, you're not going to make everybody happy. And everybody's entitled to their own opinions. And, you know, you're free and able to have your own opinions. At the end of the day, you know, you're only going to play this game for so long. And sooner or later, somebody else is going to have your jersey. And so you just got to just, you know, keep playing as long as possible. Be grateful. Thank the Lord, the man upstairs. And just continue to play. That's all you can really do.
Titans are thankful for your effort this year.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Michael Griffin coming off a good season. We're back with more Titans All Access right after this.